Welcome to the Zillionaire Superstars podcast show with Angie Z. I'm a mindset coach, host of Zillionaire Superstars podcast show, and designer of Zillionaire Creations, entrepreneurial clothing line. I know the road to evolution starts with understanding the power of your mind. The problem isn't with what you're doing, it is how you're thinking. The Zillionaire Superstar podcast show shares with you the mindset tools and techniques used by successful entrepreneurs and business owners that created their level of success today, and shares how you can also do the same. Welcome to Zillionaire Superstars with Angie Z. I'm excited to have my next guest, Dr. Anthony Rodman from Success Epitomized. He's the CEO and founder. Dr. Rodman is a leading authority in spiritual psychology and personal achievement. He uses divinely inspired techniques to improve mental performance. Some of his clients have included professional athletes, models, business executives, financial investors, law firms, and recording artists. Wow, I'm super excited to hear your story, Anthony. Welcome.
Well, glad to have me. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Me too. Your bio sounds fascinating, and we'll get into that in a moment. But let's start with helping the audience get to know who you are. So I'm going to ask you a few short and sharp questions to help us do that this morning. So okay. First one, what do you do in your own words?
What do I do in my own words? I help people become the perfect example of success.
Wow.
I believe that success is predictable if you have the right keys. So we help people get those right keys, and we help them become that example of success. Most people try to get success only tangibly through money and resources. We help you get that along with having emotional, mental, soul, and spiritual success. That's the perfect example of success. So that's what I do in short.
Wow, we definitely have to deep dive into that shortly. Where do you live?
Well, I live on the West Coast. I live in California. We have our hub home in California, but I'm currently right now in Las Vegas.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
How long are you there for?
I'm here for a few months currently. We're trying to expand to Las Vegas, so we'll see if we'll be here long term if everything goes well.
Oh, awesome. What's it like over there at the moment, weather-wise?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's about 100 degrees outside, but it's starting to cool down some, where it's not 100 with that heat that you're surrounded by. It's more just from the sun. So it's doing great right now.
Awesome. What's your favorite book or podcast?
My favorite book. Now, can I be a little biased?
Yes.
Okay, my favorite book is a book that I wrote called The Secrets to Success.
Nice. When did you write it?
I wrote it this past year, and what I wanted to do is give people the secrets that creates the visible results that people see. See, people look for the secrets outwardly. Mm. But I wanted to create a book that showed you all the secrets behind the scenes that create those outward manifestations. So that's why it's my favorite book, because it's what I've been looking for from a book.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It certainly does. That's awesome. We'll have to learn more about that. What's your favorite charity?
My favorite charity is we have a mentorship program where we give back to people to help them learn from people that have been successful in their industry, to give back to those who are trying to learn that industry. The charity's called In God's Image.
Wow. How long has that been running now, Anthony?
For about 13 years now.
That's beautiful. Wow, amazing. And what's your number one daily success ritual?
My number one daily success ritual is stillness and worship.
Mm.
stillness and worship. And worship, and not in a way that people have, think of worship when they think of like religious things of like singing, dancing, bowing, and different things like that, which is worship means acknowledging the true nature and character of something. So my favorite part is acknowledging who the creator is outside of just being the creator.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High, I acknowledge him as the Most High, as a God, as a King, as a Lord, all those different things like that. Because worship allows you to become what you worship.
Wow.
So my favorite part is worship because I'm trying to be like the one that created everything.
Mm.
So that's my favorite part, is because worship allows you to become what you worship. Like, he don't need worship. She don't need worship. The All Most High doesn't need worship. We do. It helps us become what we worship. That's why I love worship.
Wow. That's very profound for this hour of the morning, Anthony.
Yes.
I was almost speechless for a moment there. That's beautiful. So, yeah. So tell us more. Tell us, you know, you've talked already a lot about success and, you know, writing your book. And tell us more about inwardly creating that success versus looking outwards.
Yeah, so inward success is very important because there's steps of inward success, what we call the process of impartation.
Mm-hmm.
So we take people through a process of impartation, and that leads to the process of manifestation. See, a lot of people teach people a lot of manifesting steps. But what gets frustrating for people is everybody manifests things differently because everybody imparts things differently. Mm. And what you manifest will be determined by what you impart.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you an example. There's two things that people have to understand. I'll give you a quick little technique that people can tell you right now.
Okay.
I want you to say good morning to me without opening your mouth, without saying something outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to do it?
Yeah.
Did you hear that voice?
Yes.
That's your true voice.
Mm.
That's the most powerful voice you have. That's the voice that you connect with the divine. That's the voice that gets you to help receive impartation. So what you say with that voice will create, because your words create life or death. So most people create a lot of death with that inner voice, and then try to take affirmation techniques or proclaim and claim techniques outwardly, and they have no power in those outward words because they're just speaking death with their inward words. So if I'm speaking that you're not good, you're just not going to work, in my inward voice, no matter how much I try to speak outwardly, this is for this to happen in my life, there's no power, because words are just capsules. Whatever power, whatever authority, whatever spirit you tap into with those words is what's going to manifest outwardly. So most people don't think about what they're saying inwardly. The words you speak are meant to create. Words aren't meant to communicate. They're meant to create. So when I speak, I need to speak with intention to create. What I create will be determined by what I say with my inward voice. So that's some of the things that we deal with people, helping them understand you have to control that inward voice if you want anything to manifest with that outward voice.
Wow, that's incredible. No one's ever explained it quite like that. So whatever we're saying to ourselves internally needs to be in alignment with what we're saying outwardly.
Exactly.
And if they're not aligned,
it's not going to manifest. What you speak inwardly is what's going to manifest outwardly. No matter what you outwardly say.
Yes.
And there's two things that happens that people get confused by. Your inward words draws people to you. Your outward words attract people to you. See, people spend so much focus on attraction. But attraction is, people are drawn, they're attracted to what you're manifesting. But people get frustrated because attraction relationships can be fickle. Because when that attraction is gone,
yes, correct.
The relationship is gone.
That's right.
But when you speak inwardly,
you're
drawing people because they're connected to your inward self. And that's what draws people. Those are the relationships that last.
Beautiful and well said. Yeah, that's exactly right. Attraction does fizzle out quite quickly. So,
yeah.
what would you say for those out there wanting, you know, who, because obviously there are a lot of people that are misaligned, so to speak. You know, they're thinking one thing and saying something completely different. Or, you know, complaining constantly about their life but wanting different things for themselves. And I think that's probably why a lot of people do have so much difficulty in manifesting, because you hear that all the time. So how do you then work with people to get them in alignment, so to speak?
Well, we have many different ways according to the measure they want to give. So we have different opportunities for them. We have the Success Academy that they can be a part of, which is on our website at successepitomized.com. And they can get on the Success Academy and they can go through the first, it has different classes they can take. The first class is how to transform their mind to become mastery in any industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that teaches people how the minds they actually have. Because most people don't even understand the minds they have. When they talk about changing mindset, I can't change my mindset until I even understand what minds I have.
Yes, yes.
So I teach people the minds they have. Then we have a transforming your mind challenge, which helps them transform their mind. And then we also have books and materials and a peak performance system. All those are in the Success Academy.
Wow.
Now you can get those individually because we have a transform your mind challenge going on right now where people can actually be a part of that system. It's a system that they can purchase where they can actually walk through. I took a group of people through this challenge. I recorded it so you can go through it as if you're with me.
Nice.
So they have the Transfer Your Mind Challenge as well. We have a bunch of different books and materials. And we also have personal consulting and advising where we can walk you through your personal life. We put a year plan together. We walk you through it and teach you how to implement it every month. And if you get that done, then we can go beyond 1 year, which we do like 7-year plans or a life plan. But I start people off with 1 year because that's as far as most people can see.
Yeah, that's right.
In the current moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people have trouble with 6 months, so let alone a year or
exactly.
7 years.
Exactly. And life works in 6-month cycles. So that's why most people can't focus past 6 months because they're in the same cycles.
Right.
So
okay.
Like physical manifestations take 6 months to manifest. That's what most people's frustration are.
Right.
That's why I can't see past 6 months because they're stuck on physical.
Mm.
And it takes 6 months. So if whatever you do today is to see your planning for your manifestation 6 months from now. So that's something that people need to remember.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's really important, actually.
No problem.
So you've worked with some incredibly successful people and obviously helped them with their mindset. What has been one of the biggest transformations that you've seen?
Well, what's been great for me, and because of our things are confidential, I can't use names.
Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah, one of the big things that we've been able to do is we've helped people get into the industries, which is one of the big transformations. People that you would not think will become a professional or become an actor or become in these big things, we help them get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've helped people that have been there and have fallen out. Like, I've had a person that they were in the industry, highly touted, kind of got out of the industry where they thought their career was over, and helped them bounce back to get to where they were before. So that was one of the most rewarding as well. We also had one where they wanted to stop their career, thinking that they could not be successful to the point where they wanted to get to, and help them get there. So those are some very rewarding moments. that were failing to help them become successful in their business. So those things are very rewarding in itself.
Wow. Yeah, very. Massively. Because, I mean, that's impacting someone's livelihood and, you know, what they do every day. So that's super, super important. What do you... You talked about the keys to success at the start. Can you elaborate more on that?
Yes. So there are specific keys to success. And our whole focus in Success Epitomized is to help you learn those keys and not just learn them, get the keys, and then place the keys in the right doors.
Mm.
So that's where I created the book of Success, the Secrets of Success, which is to teach you some of the keys, to teach you how to get them, and then teach you where to use them properly. So that's why it's so important, because the book is a foundational keys of success, like worship. Most people, we've been taught worship through a religious mindset.
Yes, we have.
World religion, things that we've been taught from our parents or grandparents. We went to a building we call church and different things like that, right? So you go, you're almost getting forced to sing, dance, kneel, bow, these different things like that. But you have no idea who you're kneeling to, bowing to, and why you're doing it.
Yes.
Right? So that's a lot of people's frustration. Right, and this is the thing I've learned throughout the process, because most people, so people get upset when someone says they're an atheist, right?
Yes.
But an atheist doesn't exist. I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as an atheist. When people say they're an atheist, what they're saying is, I don't believe the God of your religion. Doesn't mean I don't believe in a God.
Right.
Everyone believes in a higher being. And everybody believes in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
For you to not to believe there's a God, it had to believe that you don't exist because you're the image of God and God dwells inside of you. We all have a God-like ability inside of us. We all believe we exist. Our frustrations in this reality that we're living in is us, our frustration of not knowing how to manifest that God-like nature of us into tangible manifestations. That's everybody's biggest frustration. That's why people have mental health issues. They get anxiety, they get worried, they get in fear, they get in doubt, they get frustrated, because they know there's something inside of me that's greater than my current reality.
Yes. Yeah.
And whatever I'm doing, being a part of, or being taught, is not releasing that, and it's causing me to be frustrated. And most people, when they get to a point, they can't take it no more, they call it midlife crisis.
So
that's some of the things we try to help people with. That's why I started with worship, because worship allows you to become what you worship. So most people's frustration is they can't answer the most important question of their life is, who am I? It's a question of identity and image. They can't answer that question. And if you can't answer that question, you can't answer all the other important questions of life, which is, where am I from? Why am I here? What can I do? Where am I going? If you can't answer those questions in life, you're going to be frustrated with the whole journey and process of life. Everybody's experiences are trying to answer those five questions.
Wow, that's huge.
So that's what we try to give you.
So obviously, you know, I know that you've got lots of programs and resources and all of that, and the challenge as well. What do you find alleviates some of the frustration for people and brings them back to their truth, their own voice, and inwardly, you know, are listening to themselves and the answers within, I guess?
Well, the best part is when people implement the information through trust. See, you're not going to understand it right away. See, the problem people have is, to start any journey, you have to trust. And you're not going to understand, because understanding has to be earned. you have to earn understanding. I mean, you have to go through the process to understand it. But if you can trust somebody that you've seen do it before, they can give you some wisdom, which is their experience, so you don't have to experience the negative side of the journey yourself. Mm. So what helps people is they've seen me go through it. I give them, see, the beautiful thing about me is I went through the process and I documented my whole process. But I documented my process to get the truth, not my experience.
Right.
See, a lot of people like to give you their truth.
Mm.
I don't want your truth. Your truth is your experience.
Yes.
Your perception.
Mm-hmm.
I want the truth. Mm. Because the truth is constant. What are the true keys that's going to work every time? Because my truth cannot change the truth. But the truth can change my truth, which is my experience.
Yes.
So I document the truth so people can take that truth into their experience. Because people's experiences change. But the truth doesn't.
Mm.
So I can give you that.
Agree.
Truth.
Yes.
It can change your experience. So that's the best thing that people learn. When they implement the truth in their experience, they start seeing the truth shift their experience. And that's when it becomes theirs. When it becomes theirs, that's when they take off.
Mm. Wow, it's, yeah, massively profound. What led you to this work, Anthony? Like, how did you, get into this work and helping people with this?
Well, when you get to something like this, you always have to go through it first. So what led me to this was me seeking those questions that we just talked about.
Yes.
Who am I? Where am I from? Why am I here? Those questions. And I was frustrated because I was on a journey trying to find success physically like everybody else is. Money, fame, position, just like everybody else. I was trying to go to the NBA. I got hurt. So now whatever I'm seeking for, I'm not able to get there. Seeking what I do in life and all these different things. And one day, I had a dream, and then I had a quick impartation, where I was able to, you ever heard of ghostwriting?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was imparted to be able to write down my life's vision. And that vision I wrote down, and I didn't even remember doing this, and I woke up and I had this whole life plan written down when I woke up the next day.
Wow.
Now that started it. I didn't know what to do with that.
Mm.
But then I had this experience where my mom was coming. She called me to come home and she was telling me that I can feel something going on in your life. You need to come home. I come home because my mom was going to come get me if she wasn't feeling well. So listen to mom.
Good man, good man.
Yes, so I come home and I have this experience in her bed. And I have this experience with this demonic spirit trying to attack me. And I see it vividly like I'm seeing right now. And I seen another spirit come and take it and they start fighting. And I'm like freaking out. I'm freaking out, and my mom's like, you got to see behind the scenes what I was feeling.
Mm.
So then I knew, okay, there's something real outside of what I'm seeing, but I don't know what it is. But no one could answer these questions. So there was this ancient saying that really changed my life forever. It said, if anyone lacks wisdom, they can ask God privately and personally. But they must believe that, they must ask in faith and believe that what it said is true or they will not receive anything. So I'm like, I can ask personally? So I started asking and I started getting the answers. But it became real to me when my earthly dad passed away.
Right.
That's when it became real. Because I never, you know how you have these ideas, there's there's something else, right?
Yes, yes.
You have ideas, you can feel things, but you really don't know what you're, like, talking about, right? So when I went in that room, we left his bedroom, they were trying to change him to another room in the hospital, and then he transitioned. And when I went back in the room, and I put my head on his chest, it sounded like wood. I knocked on his chest. And I was like, it hit me at that moment, he's not here.
Mm.
This is just a body.
Yeah.
The actual person's not here. That's when it hit me, who we really are. That there's something in the unseen that's real, that's making all this visible stuff happen. And that's when the journey really began. That's when I went on the journey to really find out what's going on behind the scenes to create these outward manifestations. Mm. That's what we're hearing. And I was crying. I'm like, I'm not ready. I had a great dad, so I wasn't ready. I'm like, what am I going to do? I was young. I was like 22.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What am I going to do? I'm not ready. I need him. And I heard a clear voice tell me, as clear as they, like we're talking right now, let me be your father.
Mm.
And I created that journey. I started asking that voice questions. And I started that journey. And I document everything. I created into a system, into everything where I can help people go through the same things that I went through with the information, not just my experience.
It's huge. Massive.
Yeah.
So, what in working with the people that you've worked with, what do you find is their biggest challenge? Like, what's one of the most common challenges they come up against?
That's great. Ooh, that's great. That's a great question. And I'm gonna answer it like this, so I hope people can get what I'm saying. Their biggest challenge is fighting the person they created to survive in this world from the person they truly are.
Yes.
I call it their avatar.
Yes.
I call it their avatar. The hardest part is dying to self, which is that avatar. Dying to that avatar they created to survive and being their true self that they are behind closed doors. That's the hardest part for people. Because a lot of people have been so bound or connected to avatar, they start thinking that's them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the hardest part.
Wow.
That's a great question.
That's an amazing answer, Anthony, I got to say. This is seriously some deep stuff for this hour of the morning. I love it. Yes. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing.
No problem.
I think this is one of the episodes that you definitely have to replay just to fully understand and appreciate your words of wisdom this morning, Anthony.
Yes, yes. We talked about some deep stuff this morning. I hope it's been helpful and beneficial to someone.
Oh, it definitely will be, for sure. So just on that point too, what is the best way for people to reach out to you and connect with you?
Yes, the best way is to connect with us. You can go through email, which is info@successepitomize.com. Success is spelled regular, but epitomize is a word that most people might be familiar with. And that's EPITOMIZE, and then it ended with a D. So epitomized.com. So info@successepitomize, or you can also reach us on the website, which is successepitomize.com, which will have all the information on there. How to reach us, how to contact us, how to book us for speaking engagements or anything that you would like to be a part of what we're doing. And it'll be all on the website.
Sweet. So we might put a link to make it easier for people as well.
Sounds great. Yeah,
love your work. Thanks, Anthony.
Yes, no problem. It literally means the perfect example of success. That's literally what it means.
I love it. I love it. Gold. Yes. We'll wish you every success with the remainder of 2020.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Same to you.
Thank you for listening to the Zillionaire Superstars podcast show. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'd love to hear your comments and reviews, so please leave a review on iTunes. For further information, visit AngelinaZimmerman.com, and I can't wait to catch up with you next time.